My name is Frankie Brown, FrankieBrown. I'm recording an interview with
Inari Vargas, spelled Inari, last name spelled Bargs.
The date is September 28th, 2024, and we're conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2024 Tamalada Festival. So, Inari, could you tell us what tamales mean to you?
Tamales mean a lot to me, but just not, like, specifically to me. It means a lot to my family. It's just, like, a food that everybody enjoys in my family. Like, nobody's super picky over it, and we can all really sit down and have a good time eating tamales.
What special memories do you have of tamales?
Definitely is around Christmas time or just the colder months. My grandma would bring out the big pot and start making the masa and bring out the leaves and making the meat. Just watching her and helping her was really exciting, and I'd always knew, like, good times were to come.
Do you or your family have any traditions of making tamales or eating them? And could you share some of those?
I guess, like, there's a small tradition of always having tamales at Christmas time, or having tamales when there's a big achievement or event going on within the family. And some events is just having, you know, Christmas time, everybody's there, everybody's eating, and everybody's helping making them.
Is there a particular person that you associate with tamales?
My grandma. My grandma, definitely.
When do you eat tamales?
Like lunch or dinner or month?
Either. I mean, do you have a story?
Definitely December months, and it can be breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It's just honestly if I'm feeling it, but usually sometimes it might even be all three.
How do you eat tamales?
Personally, I like the chicken ones, and I like to squeeze lime over them, and that's how I like to eat them. Or my grandma likes to make a tamale called Veracruz Crucinals, and they're larger tamales that are filled with, like, a red seasoned chicken, and those you just eat by themselves. Well, I like it by themselves.
How do you prepare tamales?
So you get your leaf, you make your masa, you lay down your masa, you put your meat, you fold it kind of like a hot dog, and then you fold it inward, like the bottom of the leaf inward, and you place it into a pot for it to steam and to cook.
Who typically prepares them?
My grandma.
What ingredients do you use and where do you get them?
So the masa can just be really like any corn masa. You just mix it with warm water. It has to be warm water. And my grandma likes to get the leaves from Mexico, so she'll bring them over here.
What tools do you all like to use?
It's mainly just our hands, except for, you know, like cutting the chicken or any of that. But even with the masa, make it by hand, making the tamales by hand, and seasoning the chicken as well.
If you purchase tamales, do you have any traditions about where you purchase them from?
Really no tradition, but we have two very popular tamale spots back in RGV near us, and that's either Delia's or Lupita's, and I think Lupita's is better.
How do you serve the tamales?
Personally, I just serve them alone by themselves with some salsa, and, you know, just a fork and a knife, and that's it.
What are your favorite kinds of tamales and why?
I would say the chicken ones, just because they bring back a lot of memories with eating them with my brothers and sisters, usually in the mornings as breakfast.
And what's the most unusual tamale filling you've ever seen?
I think the most unusual ones are, like, the candy ones. They have, like, a pink filling, and they're supposed to be, like, sweet, like a treat, like almost like candy. I don't really understand it. I don't think it would taste good, so I've never tried them, but they kind of gross me out.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you.